This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson and former Commanders beat reporter Craig Hoffman.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we made it. It is draft day. Thursday, April 25th, the first round of the NFL draft is tonight. And Logan Paulson, we know that the Commanders are basically on the clock. They have been on the clock. We know the Bears are taking Caleb Williams at one. And thus, it is time to empty the final pages of our quarterback notebook, make some predictions, do a should, will type of prediction here with the Commanders on the clock. Again, they'll officially be on the clock later. It's worth mentioning, every single pick of the 2024 NFL draft for the Commanders will be live on the Team 980. So make sure that you check it out there on your radio or on the free Odyssey app. But Logan, number two, quarterback. This is kind of the definitiveness that everyone has been waiting for us for months. And we're finally going to give it to them because we're out of time and we don't have time to change our mind anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to have more time to change my mind, probably a couple more times before we get there. This has just been such a unique process because, like, obviously you and I have both watched a lot of film, and the film says one thing, then there's the kind of the other stuff. And then there, I find that it's so easy to get caught up in, like, the national narrative regarding the quarterbacks. Like, really, it's so easy to get caught up with that stuff. And despite myself, I can't help it. I feel like the loser kid at school who's like, oh, man, I think this guy's the best guy. And everyone's like, no, you're dumb. That's terrible. And it's like, well, I got to stick true to who I am. And I guess today is the time, you know, is the time to kind of say our truth, I suppose.
Yeah, I think we're about to say the same truth. I'll be the human shield. I'll say it first. My final quarterback rankings go for top four, Caleb Williams at one, J.J. McCarthy at two, Jaden Daniels at three, and Drake May at four.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat, honestly. Like, I think I'm in the same boat. And it's close for me. Like, it's close for me between, like, obviously, like, I've said this before. Like, I know people say, oh, like, there's this Caleb Williams, and then Jaden is right there, and then there's, like, a space between everybody else. Like, I kind of bunched those three guys together, at least in my rankings, you know, because I think...
Just to be clear, Caleb tier one, yes. He's clear number one. Yeah. There's a gap under him. Because, like, Caleb's in some way like a monster creation of the other three guys in some ways. Like, some of the things you'd point out as flaws in the other three, you'd be like, nope, Caleb does that really well. So he's in a tier on his own. The other three guys, I can make an argument for any of the three.
Right.
My personal preference would be J.J. McCarthy for reasons that we'll explain.
Yeah, and I'm kind of in that same exact boat. And that doesn't, again, just to be clear, that doesn't mean that, like, I don't like Jaden Daniels or I don't like Drake May or I don't see why they would be amazing pieces for this franchise. And if the franchise were to draft Jaden Daniels, I'm ecstatic. If they were to draft Drake May, I'm ecstatic. If they were to draft J.J., I'm ecstatic. They're all in the same tier, which means, to me, unlike Caleb, where there's less questions, there's just more questions. They all have questions, and I'm just okay, the most okay right now, with JJ's questions. That's just my personal belief, right? And I can't stress that enough. I like I like those other guys a lot. But in terms of what I see from JJ, let's talk about him real quick. I see a guy who makes NFL throws with a consistency that the other guys don't. And now that's offensive scheme. So the projection of that philosophy is much, much easier. Oh, he didn't have to carry the team. He had to carry his team in a different way, right? You look at the 3rd and 7, everyone's talked about that. Those throws are elite. His ability to manipulate defenses underneath coverages with his eyes, understanding coverage at a high level, how to layer, how to drive throws, how to anticipate space, all that stuff, I love it at the highest level, right? Like, that's what it is. I love his ability to run the quarterback design run stuff. Obviously, I don't think he's a great scrambler necessarily, but hey, we got to run a quarterback power. We got to run a zone read. He's got a great feel for that. So that's what I like about him. Am I still worried about his lack of total throw volume? 100%. Am I worried about his inability to, like, the fact they didn't ask him to carry the offense in a traditional way? 100%. Am I worried about his lack of variation in terms of throws? 100%. Am I worried that he kind of oversteps to his left? Yes. Am I worried that he only escapes to his right? Yes. Those are all concerns that I have, but I do feel like those concerns are correctable with experience and with time in a way that I'm not as confident with the other guys. So that's just my thought on that. And again, doesn't mean I don't like the other guys, but that's my thought on JJ.
So I'll just follow up quickly on JJ because you said everything pretty much right there. The only other thing I would add is the reason I feel more comfortable with his questions is because I feel like the answers are very right in front of us.
Correct.
That with the more experience, he would fix and figure out some of the other stuff. He's an excellent problem solver. And thus, when presented with some of these problems that he's going to have to solve in the NFL, I feel confident that he will figure it out. From the footwork stuff, which just is a work ethic and like mental, application thing, to like, all right, yeah, he's got to layer throws better, but he hasn't been asked to do that as much. And he'll throw a pick and then be like, okay, guess I got to get a little more air under that. He's done it enough that you know he's capable. And I think that is the thing with JJ is he's capable of doing all the stuff that I want. And the thing that puts him over the top for me is he is elite mentally. And I'm not just talking about like processing, all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the leadership. And the thing that I can't get out of my head, the reason I will not believe, like I, at this point, what are you going to do, right? 99% of everybody says it's Jaden Daniels. I'm not sitting here telling you they're going to draft JJ McCarthy. And I don't think you are either. We're just giving our personal rankings here, right? The reason I will hold out the 1% and be like, okay, it really is Jaden. And by the way, is also really elite as a dude. Yeah. But when you're talking about building a people first, like dude centric organization in the way that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters have talked about, JJ McCarthy fits that to a T. And that is the thing I can't get out of my head. Now, the talent and all of the football stuff that Jaden Daniels does that we're going to talk about in a second, and by the way, his work ethic and everything also fits that almost to a T.
Right.
Like it's just that JJ is so high level in that stuff, and he's so good as a quarterback that there's not the deficiency to be like, yeah, he's a great dude, but he can't play. No, he can play.
Yeah.
That's the thing I just can't get out of my head when it comes to Washington and JJ and why I would want JJ, but the other two do not lack in any meaningful way in those categories, even if they're not A++ like JJ is.
I think that's the thing, is like this year especially. Like, you know, usually something comes out, oh, this guy's got a weird personality quirk or foible that doesn't line up. I mean, everything I've heard about every one of these guys is that they're elite. You know, like JJ's like leadership, his ability to kind of motivate people, highest of the high, right? Then you look at Jaden and like his work ethic. Like I keep getting stories from people that I've talked to about his work ethic. I'm like, this guy's a robot. Like, and I want that part of my program. I want that part of my organization. And then Drake May, same type of thing. Like the competitive edge to him is something that I can't shake, right? They talk about how, like, hey, I got to be the first one to open up the door. Like everything in his life, he's hyper-competitive. And I love that. And so the fact you got three good dudes that are good at football at this spot that all have their question marks, right? I think makes this decision that much more challenging. And I was talking to one of my buddies the other day, a guy, like one of my mentors, and he just was like, when it's this close, you got to go down to like, who's got that dog? Who's got the competitive spirit and fire? And when I look at these guys, like, he's like, that's how you differentiate people. But I was like, I don't know him well enough to differentiate him, honestly. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why it's so
tough.
And
you've heard stories about all of them having it. You might be looking at three dogs.
Right. And I like when I watch Jaden Daniel play, like his tape screams dog to me. And I know people talk about him taking these big shots. Like, I see a guy versus Alabama who breaks two tackles and dives over the end line for a touchdown. Like, that dude wants to win so bad. And gotta have it situations 2 minutes before half. Like, you know, like all of these moments, he's the guy that says, I'll make the play. And he's sitting in, he's taking hits versus Missouri versus unblocked pressure, delivering a dime to Malik Nabers down the field. Like, that gets you juiced. And I love that about him. And that's why, to me, him and JJ are like so close. Because that ability to make plays, that ability to like elevate the offense with your legs, like that's excellent. Like watching him versus Alabama, I don't want to say it's all you need to see, because you got to watch him versus Missouri too, who's an excellent, that's also an excellent defense, but he's elevating that roster. That's a good roster, making plays against some of the best defenses in college football. And it's the SEC. Like, dude's so impressive to watch. The thing that I cannot shake with him is just how simple the offense is. And it's not his fault, but it's like, how do you handle something that's more complicated and more layered? And with JJ, the offense is complicated and layered. With Jaden, it's not quite there yet.
That's the version of the question with JJ, where with JJ, it's, yeah, but he, like, his throw volume is so low.
Right.
With Jaden, it's like, his throw volume's high, but damn, some of these are pretty easy reads and simple throws to dudes that are freaking ballers. Yeah. And so that's the question. Again, it's how comfortable are you with those questions and how requisitely available are you to project the answers? And I think with Jaden, the calculation that the Commanders are apparently making is like, yeah, but he did it. And we're pretty sure that he can continue to get better. And I think that's where I've changed on Jaden, and why maybe I went Jaden, Drake, Jaden, kind of between those two and throughout the process, is the more you learn about Jaden, the more I think we've undersold his ceiling.
Right.
Because he's already good now. Like, the gap is bigger for Drake between floor and ceiling. And it's also bigger on where they are now to ceiling. Jaden is maybe closer, but that doesn't diminish the height of his ceiling. And that's the thing with Jaden that I think I maybe undersold, because he was an older player, because he had the one good year, is like, no, he figured out how to do this, is kind of the selling point, right? And we'll find out in the league if that's true. But it's like, he changed the way he trained, he changed the way he studied, and he had the best season of anybody in college football. If he can carry that and what he learned about himself into the NFL, this dude's going to continue to get better, and he's going to be really, really good and worth that number two pick.
And I think that's the other thing with him as compared to JJ, is JJ, you know, it's like relatively high ceiling, relatively high floor. I feel like Jaden's ceiling is higher, which I think is why if you're putting it all in, you say he's not only is he a safe swing, but he can be a big swing. And I think that's where like this narrative around him nationally is kind of coming to the forefront, as him being the guy at number two, because to your point, he's gotten so much better. Think about all the adversity he had to face over his career, right? He had the COVID year. He had like a kind of an exploding program at Arizona State. He gets to LSU, new coordinator this year, right? Like, every year he's handled adversity and he's still managed to develop and grow as a prospect and as a player. And so I think that's where I like Jaden's resume is almost impeccable. It's the offense, and it's not his fault, but I just have a really hard time looking at him running. You know, like I had a coach call me talking about how much he loved Brian Thomas Jr. And I was like, and we were talking. It's like, the one problem I have with Brian Thomas Jr. is he only runs 5 to 7 routes the entire season. That's a very simplistic offense. And Cliff's offense, I think he'll understand how to speak to that skill set, but I'm just like, I get worried about that projection. But to your point, he's a guy that has gotten better at learning and processing each and every year. So why not be able to make this last jump? And I think that, you know, that's to me a very informed, exciting argument as why Jaden should be the guy at number two, too. So
Orlovsky was on the show with me the other day, and he said he's got the best eyes in the draft. And if that's true, then I think he's definitely the right pick. I think we're going to find that out, obviously, in the league. Just quickly on Drake, his floor has probably been undersold at this point. Like, I think he's, because of his scrambling ability and some of the stuff that he can do, and he's a playmaker, he's a creator. Like, he's going to be able to survive in the league where people are like, he's got to sit for a year. I'm like, it probably benefits him. We talked about this the other day. But the thing with him and why he's third of this three for me and four overall is because it's not about the height of the ceiling and the floor, it's the likelihood to actually get there.
Right.
And some of the flaws he has, really, I just have a hard time being like, yep, that's going to get better. And maybe he's next Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, where it does and it fixes. And you're like, damn, we missed on the next great one. But I think that is the thing for me. It's not that I don't see the ceiling and see why people like Nate Tice and Trevor Sikkema and really smart people who I like, Mina Kimes, like him. I don't know that he's actually going to reach that ceiling.
Yeah, I think the thing is, like, you know, I was talking to my producer, just the guy Jason on the Ticket to the Draft podcast, and he does a great job with his film evaluation, and we talk almost every day about the draft, like, kind of like you and I do, Craig. And the thing that came out to me, it's like, he does at his best, he does everything that you want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Like, you know, the reservation about Jaden is like, man, how well does he throw over the middle of the field? Like all this kind of stuff, which are totally relevant points. I don't have those same reservations with Drake. And I see the arm talent. I see the athletic ability. I see the creator, right? He's probably the best creator outside of Caleb Williams in this class. The yeah. one thing that I kept coming back to is ball placement, consistent accuracy, and overall consistency throwing the football. And I went back, I'm not kidding, and I would watch every throw that he missed, and I would watch it 5 times. And I cannot tell you from a mechanic standpoint why one is a miss and why one is a touchdown. And that is something where I'm like, if he doesn't know, and I don't know, and other people that I've talked to don't know, then where does the correction come? And that was the thing for me that I, like, if I'm talking to good quarterback coaches and they're not like, oh, it's simply because of XYZ. And it's like, oh, well, that's great. You know, Aaron Rodgers had all these corrections he needed to make. He made them, and now he's a baller. They don't see it either. And so that's the thing about him that gets me nervous is like, if there's not a clear path to clean up these inconsistencies, then how am I certain that I can get the baller all the time? And that's the thing with him. And some people are probably perfectly fine with that level of inconsistency, assuming that it'll project and correct. I couldn't find anybody that gave me a good answer as to why it was happening. And as a result, my conservativeness just comes to the forefront there.
Yeah, I think that the argument for Drake against that is, unlike a guy like JJ, for instance, to take our top guy by slim margins here, JJ's been working private quarterback coaches since he's like 10 years old.
Yeah, right.
Drake hasn't. Drake is so raw at the position, and he's already this good.
Yeah.
Like, That's what scares the daylights out of you of not taking him.
Right.
It's like, dude's already this, and he's with a COVID year and everything that happened, like missed his senior year of high school because of COVID and, you know, had a terrible offense and a changing coordinator and all this stuff at UNC, and he's still this good? Like, how do you pass on that?
Right.
But you look at the other options, and that's how. All right. Do we have time for quick? Yeah, I think we can squeeze this in real quick, like 30 seconds maybe on each of these. Do you have like floor ceiling comps for these guys at all? Because I've got a couple, especially even if we just do Jaden, I think he's really interesting considering he's likely the pick for Washington. I think that's what we're both predicting at this point. Because everyone talks about like Lamar or Robert or whatever. To me, like the floor for him is like Tyrod.
Yeah, I mean, that's an amazing floor, though. That's an amazing floor.
If he's the number two pick for Washington, if he turns into Tyrod Taylor, like that's not a good use of the number two pick. But like that is his floor. Like if he's Tyrod Taylor next year, that's incredible.
That's incredible.
Then what does he become?
Yeah.
And the ceiling is the one where I have trouble with him, where I'm like, I don't know that there's been a guy that's got like this calm and this everything, the quick release in the pocket that can also run like this. Like I don't know what the ceiling comparison is for him, but the Tyrod one is what I wanted to really run by you.
Gosh, I just had one. I forgot it. But yeah, I think that's, if he's Tyrod Taylor year one, you're pretty happy about everything. I think people forget how good Tyrod Taylor was during his time in Buffalo in terms of protecting the football. That's another thing Daniels does so well. You know, I think Tyrod was throwing close to 30 touchdowns. It was like 28 touchdowns, like 7 interceptions, like really being fastidious with the football. Now, he wasn't making all the plays he needed to make, and that's why they ended up moving on from him. But I do think like that type of production from him, it would be awesome. And in terms of ceiling, I don't know. It's such a unique player because of that ability. And again, if his eyes are as good as Orlovsky says, if his ability to see the middle of the field is as good as everyone says, you know, we haven't seen it on film, but you know, these are coming out of LSU, all these reports and stuff. I mean, like the sky's the limit. He could be an excellent football player. And I think that's ultimately why if I'm putting myself in Adam's shoes, as much as I like JJ, the ceiling for Jaden is there. And just like the ceiling is there for Drake May, the problem is the floor, right? The floor isn't Tyrod Taylor with him. And the likelihood
of reaching the ceiling.
Yeah, 100%. And again, that's not to say if they draft Drake May, I'm going to be stoked. Like, I'm going to be really excited because he can do a lot of really fun stuff. It's just like if I had to make the pick gun to my head, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it's Jaden, which is what we did yesterday or 2 days ago in the mock draft. I'll close with this anecdote real quick. Mike Tirico was on the show yesterday, and he got to know Brian Kelly really well doing the Notre Dame games when Kelly was there. And he's checked in with Brian a couple times during the season. And basically, Mike was like, the way they talk about Jaden is the way that you want to talk about your franchise quarterback, like the CEO, like he's that dude. And so that's why I feel great of what we think is going to happen tonight, which is that the Commanders will take Jaden Daniels, number 2 overall. Feel great about it. We'll have some live reaction afterwards, so make sure you're subscribed on YouTube at the Team 980, at 106.7 The Fan. Might pop that one at Craig Hoffman as well. And then if you can't join us live, that'll be in the podcast feed tomorrow. For Logan, I'm Craig. We have officially survived draft season. Off we go into tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.